Like, what's your alternate?
You sound like such a joy to be around. I can't believe they want you to sit in the
hotel room. No, if it was up to me, I would bring my clubs and I would go to the Robertson Jones course and I'd hit balls. And you know, then I'd go to dinner. You know, that's.
Yeah, but you think your girls want to hit balls with you every single time?
No, they don't. But I just don't like stuff like that. I'm sorry. I'm selfish. They should go do it, and I should go do something else. But anyway,
well,
I got it.
You control that. If you don't want to do it,
stay home.
Yeah.
She wants me to go.
What's the point of going?
She wants me to go be with, because they're going to be there for 3 days. So, you know, go and have dinner and, you know, be with them. But I did not know that on the off day, part of the agenda was going to be go walk around and see the gorges. Which, you know, I drive by them all the time. But that would require parking and getting in, just like hiking. Do you guys like hiking?
I might do some hiking on my European trip.
I don't mind.
Do you like hiking?
That's fine.
I don't love it. I mean,
you go to LL Bean or something and get hiking boots or REI.
No, I just wear tennis shoes.
Just wear tennis shoes.
You need hiking boots, Rick.
Yeah, you just wear tennis shoes.
Wear the same shoes I'm wearing right now.
Walk through the hills.
I'm not a hiker. I have friends that are hikers. I'm not a hiker. It's not a thing. But I might be hiking.
Hey, you know what you should do? Yeah. Go get a push cart and you pretend you're on Norbeck when you're hiking through. hiking through the waterfalls.
Yeah, I mean.
So what's it been like being solo at home?
Well, that's the thing. So I've been home, like, they left Monday? I don't even remember. I've been home all week.
So have you gone out to dinner every night?
No.
I would.
I've gone out to dinner none of the nights. Actually, this is what I did. I made 2 pounds of salmon. And I just cut it up. I sliced it up in like 5 or 6 slices.
You can eat it every night? Oh.
Simple. Lunch, sometimes for lunch, too.
It's healthy.
I don't know.
It's just somewhat healthy.
I had salmon that needed to be cooked.
Yeah.
So I just cooked it. It was big-ass salmon, chopped it up into a bunch of pieces, and I've been eating that every night.
So you're going to be a joy this weekend when you don't want to do anything that they want to do.
He's always been this way.
I just don't want to hike. I don't like hiking. I don't like going to museums.
All right. Museum's different. I wouldn't want to do that.
I've
never been to Niagara Falls, but people who
I've been to Niagara Falls.
You have?
Yeah.
That's had to have been very cool.
It's cool.
I've never been. It's
very cool for about 20 minutes.
Okay, that's fine. That's something I should do before I pass.
Yeah. I've said this many times. He's always been like this. So me, Stumper, and EB went on Florida trips. Mm-hmm. Now, my brother was a freshman at the University of Miami, and I kind of tagged along to go see my brother at Miami. It was going to be 3 days we were going to spend in Coral Gables.
Right.
EB wanted to go to take pictures at spring training.
Spring training,
so he
right.
had his camera. Stumper, he was getting autographs. Whatever. So I tagged along really for the spring training part. I really didn't care about that. It was like, we're going to go and we're going to go out and have a good time in Miami. EB didn't go out one time.
He sat in the
hotel.
He didn't
do anything. He said he had a cold coming on.
He sat in a hotel.
We were in a dorm, I think.
Or dorm, whatever.
I think I did my share of going out, as, you know, as life progressed. But yeah, at that time, I didn't care to.
Uh-huh.
I had a girlfriend.
Well,
what was I going to go do? I didn't know. What was I going to go do?
Who knows? Stumper went out. What was he going to do?
Well, he would always probably. I don't know. This wasn't my thing.
I just went out and had a good time.
What do you like?
He had a cold coming.
Remember that story?
I just think he's always like that.
Remember that story I told you about when I went down to visit my buddy and he went to South Florida. I met him at Richmond and then he transferred to South Florida and I went down to see him at South Florida down the Tampa area.
Yeah.
And we went out and I met this girl.
I know that area.
And I told her I pitched for the Blue Jays.
Right. I thought you were going to say he told her you were a punter.
No, I told her I was a pitcher for the Blue Jays.
Right. Yep. Did it work out?
And I'm.
Did you close the deal?
And I'm no.
No. What was the name?
No, but that's what
used?
I would.
You said you were Tom Ruin one year in the Super Bowl.
Tom Ruin.
And then, but there was also the pitcher. I can't remember the pitcher.
Yes,
you used to say.
Yes.
And I feel it was
I have to
Paul
go back
Quantrill
and look at the
or something like
Paul
that.
Paul Quantrill.
Quantrill. That's exactly
I think
who it is.
It was
Paul Quantrill.
Yeah.
Yeah. You nailed it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I couldn't
Deep
tell
in the
her
recesses
I was.
Of my mind.
I couldn't tell her I was. You know, freaking
Jason
Roger Clemens.
Yeah. But why didn't you just say you were Jason Bishop?
Because I wanted to impress her a little bit.
Didn't you also do stuff?
I wanted to impress her.
Didn't you also tell people like you're a doctor? Like, don't you do stuff like that? Wasn't there a story we did one time?
No. He told some. Didn't he tell some girl that he was a gynecologist?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah. I remember that. I was married at the time.
Yeah. He's just messing around.
I was just effing with her.
You just wanted to talk to her about the vagina?
I was just effing with her. My wife and I went to a beach house where there was a beach party and with a bunch of other couples, and I met this woman, and she was complaining about something, and I told her, yeah, I'm a gynecologist. She started asking me questions. I was just making up stuff. She believed me, too.
I do think there's some sort of...
It's in his DNA because...
He has some sort of identity thing.
Yeah, because remember he changed his name when he was a kid?
Like he's
Larry.
Larry. What is it with
what do you mean he changed his name as an adult?
Are you like...
From Lurch to Bish?
Yeah.
Well...
No, I was... I was Bish before
the way
Lurch.
Around.
I don't know.
You guys changed my name.
He has some sort of like schizophrenia or something. I don't know what
I'm a little psycho.
He wants like an alternate identity.
Yeah,
he's not comfortable in his own shoes.
You might be right. Yeah. Might have something to do with it.
Well,
yeah, but you're right. I was Paul Quantrill and Tom Ruin.
So you're a gynecologist.
So you've been Tim Salmon during the week.
What do you I've been Tim Salmon. But I thought, you know, it would be like back like in college. Drabby, what was your record in college in one day? How many whistles in one day?
Whistles? I think, I don't know, five.
Five?
Five, maybe.
I mean, five is outrageous. I would say like three, maybe. But
right. Hey, I mean, I could do that today if I wanted.
Okay. Well, turns out I can't because I've been home all week.
You're just not interested.
Barely one. Barely one a day.
What happened to you?
Don't know.
Golf.
Just too many golf videos.
It's
too much effort. I thought it would be like Cakes when he was on his sex trip a few years ago, and he thought he was going to have like 100 sessions. I thought, oh, this is going to be great. I'd be by home alone. Barely one a day. Barely.
You're forcing yourself.
Kind of forcing myself.
Because you don't want to go below one
you're
a day.
Home, you're home alone for 10 hours.
Right. Yeah,
there's a young guy who works here. I was talking to him yesterday. He's got a girlfriend. He said he hadn't had sex in 5 days, and he said, I'm going insane, man. I can't handle it. I go, 5 days?
Who is that?
I'll tell you off air. I don't know.
It's a young guy here?
He's a young guy. He's got a girl. He said he didn't know what to do with himself anymore. He was thinking his body physically couldn't handle it anymore. And I'm like, why don't you go just...
Yeah, take care of it.
You go take care of it. And he goes, no, I need sex. I got to be intimate with her. My gosh, must be nice.
Is he here now?
A new relationship.
Who's it, Linnell?
I know who it is.
No, you wouldn't be able to guess.
I think I know who it is.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Well, I don't really.
I don't know if I know his name.
I love it's one of the longtime guys. I don't really know some of the
new people wandering around.
All right,
it's one of the young guns.
All right,
one of the young guns that are going
to
replace.
Well, anyway, it's good to be young. I mean, when you're 42, good to be young. you don't care about that.
I'm disappointed in myself. I'll just say that. I'm disappointed in myself.
All right, need pep talk.
That's just. Everything just falls apart as you get older.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll open up EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies.